Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara now. So there's one point we didn't finish up. I just want to. I think we should just make sure everybody understands the cases in Mem Hei, but because the sukkah cases are important. But there was one point we didn't discuss in Shir at length, and that is the question of. The question of what was Rabbi Yochanan's, I mean, we left off with it a little bit of saying it was troubling. What was Rabbi Yochanan's, why did Rabbi Yochanan pick the case of Moser Shemen Shebener B'sha'a Shehu Dolik? Right? And the Rishonim learned it's the Shemen HaMetaftef Menaner B'sha'a Shehu Dolik. Why is that his case? Why is the case that he's picking in response to Rabbi, to Reish Lakish's question of the Zroim? Right, so one answer is to say, like the Rashba, Ron, I forget exactly, that that what the reason he took that case, I think what they mean is the reason why he took that case is because based on the question, Reish Lakish was asking about a case where there's a dichoy, but it's not legamri. Okay, that was the case he was setting up. Where you take the chitim and the beitzim, and you're docha them biyodayim in a situation that is permanent, or that is you know that is in you know that, that has its own steady state, and again we continue has an inertial state we continue in that state, right? But it's not legamri because they still are intrinsically usable. So, when Rabbi Yochanan answered, he wanted to take a case of partial dechia as well, because in truth, that's what we ended off with last week. That the case that he selected of shemen hametaftef min haner b'sha'a shehu dolik, really is really has nothing to do with Shabbos, right? Has nothing to do with Shabbos. Has to do with huksa l'mitzvah. Huksa l'mitzvah is not a Shabbos concept. Right, the Gemara thought he was trying to combine Isser and Mitzvah, and that's why he needed Shabbos. But Lamaskana, that's not what he meant. He just meant Huxla Mitzvah. So Huxla Mitzvah is not what we're talking about. But they wanted to. But they said they won't. But I think they are explaining that. That it's a case. What do they say? They say it isn't. It's dichuy. It's bidichuyov. It's bidichuyov when it's while the nair is burning. So you want to take a case of something else that says bidichuyov, right? But Chaim asked me. So why don't you just take the case of kos and kara? That's also bidichuyov the whole Shabbos, right? If the kos goes out, it's in its original dichuy, right? But I think he was looking for a case where that Reish Lakish knew that he knew that he never had a question about a full dichoy. His question was about a dichoy that has some element of reserved element, right? Some element that's not legamri, correct? That's why, because the Zroim is not legamri. Intrinsically, it's not a dichui legamri, because intrinsically the Zroim is still usable. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan wanted to take a case of the Huxala Mitzvah. That, because the Shemen, when the Nair goes out, the Shemen will be usable. So the dichui of putting in of lighting the Nair is not a dichui legamri. Even Legabe Mitzvah is not a dichui legamri. But yet, while it's in that state, it's mukta, right? So he's saying that's the only case of a dichui that's not legamri that Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon would hold from. Any other dichui that has any reservation, any other type of reservation in it, is not mukta. Now, granted, there are different types of incomplete dichui, right? Because one is a dichui that's incomplete in terms of the span of time. Right, means the mitzvah is only a dichoy for a fixed amount of time. Well, not a fixed amount of time, but a determined amount of time, a designated amount of time, the time of the mitzvah. So, but the chitim and the zrayim are not the gamri, because there still is always a possibility of, there is still always a use within it. But I think that's what you have to say, according to those shonimus who tried to be matzdik the answer that way, that he wanted to show him, as Rish Lakish was saying, is a partial dichoy enough for Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Shimon to be muktzah? And he's saying, only if it's partial in its duration. You understand? But not if it's partial in the dichoy itself. The chitim and the zrayim, the dichoy itself is partial, because the chitim are never put into a situation that intrinsically they're not usable. You understand? So the only partial dichoy is where it's a dichoy legamri, but for a set amount of time. Meaning, b'sha'ash hu dolek. Anything other than that will be muktzah according to, is not muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon. You hear the chilek I'm trying to make?
Okay. So, like, kosin kara, you to dichoy legamri, because in its natural state it will continue in the shadow?
So, kosin kara is a dichoy legamri, right, because the duration and the state are both legamri.
There's two types of partial dichoy.
That's right.
One that is partial only in terms of its man.
That's
and
right.
One that's partial just in terms of its ability to be taken out from
that's it. Right. Right. In other words, Reish Lakish was taking going to the limit of legamri. He was trying to find the limit of legamri. We all know if it's a dichoy legamri, then it's muktzah. But he was looking for the limit of legamri. He took a case at the edge, where what you're doing is legamri. Your attitude towards this is permanent for the whole Shabbos. And situationally, it's not usable, but intrinsically, it still has a potential. That was his limit of legamri. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him that there is a type of a less than legamri that Rabbi. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, no. The only time that it will be muktzah, if it's not legamri, is like this case, where it's not legamri because intrinsically the situation only lasts a certain amount of time. But during that time, it would be muktzah. That's the only type of legamri that Rabbi Shimon... That's the only lack of legamri. Not a qualitative lack of legamri, but a quantitative lack of legamri. And during that time, even though the dichoy is not legamri, but during that time, it's in its full dichoy, then according to Rabbi Shimon, it's no good. But any other case would be good. Dichoy, according to Rabbi Shimon... Now, as he's trying to show you that according to Rabbi Shimon, the only thing that makes something muktzah is full dichoy. And I'll give you an example... I'll show you the limit of full dichoy. I'll show you the edge of full dichoy. The edge of full dichoy is where it's... I'll give you the biggest chiddush of a full dichoy, where even though I know I'm going to be able to use it later, it's still considered the full dichoy during the time that it's docha, during the time that it's nidcha. So I put the oil in the lamp for the mitzvah. So I maktzah the oil legamri, completely to the mitzvah b'shashu dolek. So if anything comes out of it b'shashu dolek, it's all still considered huktza, even though later it will be mutter. You don't say that that's an undoing of his haktza. You don't say therefore he was never maktza at all legamri. You don't say since he reserved the right in the end that limits his haktza. You say right? No, it's Rabbi Shimon doesn't need total haktzah. He needs an absolute haktzah, but not absolute and total. I can have it absolute for a certain amount of time. You understand? That's how he was answering Rabbi Shimon.
Can you possibly have that in terms of solicitor? Like, let's say there was a seed buried, but the only way to get it out was through digging.
Right, so if that were the case, an achanami would be a muksa.
That
would be a full dichoy. Right, even if the wind blew it over.
Let's say there was no muksa in the sun, so you couldn't touch the candle because of isir.
So then... But that's not a haktzah then, he's saying. I'm putting it into the situation... Mm-hmm. I'm not. That's the difference between mitzvah and issur, that we were discussing last time. Right. The difference between mitzvah and issur is that by mitzvah, it's huktza for the mitzvah. So as long as the mitzvah is extant, it has that designation to it. And to use it would be a violation of that designation. But by Shabbos, huktza li issur means machmas issur. Right? So he doesn't hold from machmas issur. Because he says the issur is not a reason, the issur is not something that removes it from your use of Shabbos. Because it's just temporary. Doesn't hold from huktza li issur at all. Huktza machmas issur at all. Okay, but the Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says he should have taken grogos and smukim. Why? Very simple why. Why? A simple reason why. Chaim? Right. Because because Reish Lakish was asking about a muktzah of Shabbos. Why is he answering about a muktzah of mitzvah? Grogos and smukim is a muktzah of Shabbos too. So he should have said the only muktzah of Shabbos is grogos and smukim. Right.
Isn't it a type of, it should exist outside of Shabbos, but isn't it a type of Shabbos muktzah also? It's considered a decoy on Shabbos. That's an interesting question.
We'll see in a minute. That gets into the sukkah question.
Like with the Hanukkah, then it's not like you can't touch it or you can't move it, right?
You can move it. I don't know if you can move it. I mean, you can move a Ner Shabbos, Tosfos is saying, theoretically, because that doesn't interfere with its mitzvah. But if moving the Ner Chanukah interfered with its mitzvah, you couldn't move it. It's not a question of moving, it's a question of you can't remove it from mitzvah. So, I mean, you could say, for a Ner Chanukah, if you move it, it's going to look like it's not functioning anymore as a Ner. As a ner shel piersim, it's going to look like a ner shel tashmish, so you can't move it.
But if it's huktza le mitzvah, that doesn't come with an issur totel?
No.
So it's just what? You're not allowed to use it?
You're not allowed to use it in a way that so serves its designation of shel mitzvah.
But on Shabbos, then would it come with an issur totel?
On Shabbos, would it come with an issur totel? No. Not from the huktza le mitzvah. You'd have to have a different huktza. But we'll see. The closest we get to is the sukkah case. The sukkah case is where the mitzvah and the isser somewhat influence each other. The mitzvah seems to influence the isser. Well, we'll see. But anyway, so that's the question. In other words, what was Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Was it an empirical answer? You're asking me, does Rabbi Shimon have muktzah on Shabbos, machmas, dichoy? So Tosfos says he should have taken the case where there is a Nisr Machmas Dichoy, Grogos and Smukim of Shabbos. Whereas the other Rishonim are saying, they're answering Tosfos' problem and saying, no, he was looking like at the nature of the Dichoy itself. What type of a Haktzah is considered a full Haktzah? What type of a Dichoy is a full Dichoy? So he's saying, it's only considered a full Dichoy. The minimum full dichoy is where it's complete for the time that it's nidcha, which is only mitzvah. But anything other than that would not be a full dichoy. So according to the Rashba and the Ran, it's okay for him to jump to mitzvah because he's just looking at the maisa dichoy. He's trying to explain the maisa of the dichoy itself. Whereas according to Tosfos, Reish Lakish was asking them about Shabbos Muktzah question. He should have answered them a Shabbos Muktzah answer. You hear what I'm saying, Chaim?
I'm still confused with the mitzvah.
Because mitzvah is the only way you can have a dichoy to something. That's the only way you can have a full dichoy, because you dafka are putting it where you want it. You dafka want it for mitzvah. But Isser is not a question. Isser would only be a dichoy if I think there's no chance of ever using it. That's the only way I can consider it a full dichoy. You understand? The only way I can consider it, the dichoy of mitzvah and isser are different in how they operate. The dichoy of mitzvah is dafka, I want to remove it from every other use because I want it to function for mitzvah. Right? So during the time that I intended it to be functioning for mitzvah, I completely removed every other use from it. That's a full dichoy from every other use. Bidas, because I want it to be functioning for mitzvah. But the dichoy for Shabbos, the dichoy by Isser, doesn't work that way. The dichoy by Isser is only going to be complete if I'm forced into it being complete. My das of the defining my action as removing all the tashmish from the cheftza is only going to be defined that way if lemaisa, that's the only way it could be viewed. If you say that I have reserved zero rights to this oil because there are no rights to this oil available. So then I'll say, well, when I lit the Shabbos candle, that was a full and total dichoy. But if in my mind I know I could use it later, it's not a dichoy at all. It's not a dichoy at all. As if I say dichoy has to be full and complete, according to Rabbi Shimon. Right? So it's only going to be full and complete by mitzvah. It'll be full and complete by mitzvah because that is dafka my kavana. During the time the mitzvah is going on, my kavana is it should be exclusively for the mitzvah. That's what it means to be huktzah li mitzvah. Not the sharing with the mitzvah, it's a complete act to the mitzvah. But now I have a different question. What about on Shabbos? When I light a nair on Shabbos, am I considered by doing that to be removing it from the realm of possibilities of Shabbos? No. As long as I know it will be usable on Shabbos, you can't say I'm defining this kli at any time as removed from Shabbos. You can say the oil I can't use. You can say the oil I can't use. But that's because of mitzvah. But in terms of isser, there'd be no isser at all. You wouldn't say I'm redefining, I'm not being makza this away from Shabbos in any way. Because it's not legamri. As long as it's not legamri, it's not a haktzah.
Whether it's mitzvah or isser, right?
That's right. The only thing is, by mitzvah, you can have a temporary thing. Because it's a positive haktzah. That I have an idea when the mitzvah is going, I'm fully dedicating this to it. But Shabbos, I have to look at the whole Shabbos. And I say, am I negating things because I have to? In other words, am I forced to be negating everything by doing this Maisa? Does this Maisa intrinsically require me to negate every other possibility or not? Meaning because of Isser. So then if the Isser is going to be legamri for the whole Shabbos, then I say, okay, Mamela, when I lit the big kos in Kara, I basically was docha this cheftza from Shabbos legamri. But if I know the fire will go out in an hour or two, you can't say that I'm being docha the nair legamri. So it's not a maisa of dichu legamri. So there's no akta.
It should be the same thing by mitzvah also.
No, it's not.
If you light a candle and you...
No, the difference is like this. What's your frame of reference that you're looking at?
You can't use it.
No. What's the frame of reference that you're using it? Use it when? What's the frame of reference? That's always a key question here. What's your frame of reference? And what is the cause of the haktzah? By mitzvah, the frame of reference is while the mitzvah is going on. Okay? B'sha'as mitzvasa. Right? So I can say that l'shem mitzvah means that b'shas mitzvasa I have full das. If you say you tell me, am I b'das removing every tashmish of this cheftza? Right. Well, in order to be considered every, it has to be complete in a certain period of time. Right. So you say, I can say, well, yes, I can say, in terms of the time of the mitzvah, that span of time, there is zero tashmish that I am retaining. Okay? So that's a legamri. That's a legamri. It's not a legamri completely, because I still am anticipating after that I'll be able to, but there is a defined zman that my das is relating to, the time that the mitzvah is ongoing. And that's exactly what my haktzah of mitzvah is. While the mitzvah is ongoing, I am dedicating this completely to the mitzvah. But in terms of Shabbos, you have to look at the whole Shabbos. You have to look at the whole Shabbos. And I say, in terms of If I say in terms of mitzvah, is it a complete haktzah? Well, I can say yes, because during the zman of the mitzvah, every moment of the zman of the mitzvah, I am completely dedicating it to mitzvah. But in terms of Shabbos, that's a different question. Shabbos goes on for a long time. So in terms of Shabbos, in order for it to be considered muksa legamri, it would have to be that during the entire Shabbos, it's the same question, it's just a longer period of time. It would have to be that for the entity of Shabbos, I completely removed it from my tashrish. Just like by huksa lemitzvah, it's for the zman of mitzvah, I completely removed it. It would have to be here by Shabbos, for the zman of Shabbos, I completely removed it. The only thing is, I don't have a specific kavana to not use the thing. It's just because of iser, that memela it's going to be that I'm being docha the thing. So if the iser is anticipated to be less than the zman of Shabbos, then you can't say that when I set it up as a ner for Shabbos, that I'm being docha it and removing it, and I'm being mevatel the shame kli legabi the whole Yom Shabbos. No, I'm not mevatel the shame kli legabi Shabbos, because I have in my mind that it will still exist as a kli legabi Shabbos. So then the entire Shabbos, it's viewed as a kli. You understand? Because it can't have a kli, the shame kli can't come in and out of existence on Shabbos. So now that means that according to Rabbi Shimon, for the whole Shabbos, it's considered the kli, with limitations, with certain times that I can't use it because of an external problem of Isser. But if oil flops, drips out of the lamp, that oil has no external Isser on it. So why can't I use it? No problem. Or if the light blow, whatever. You understand? The question is, in defining the entity vis-a-vis a time period. So in terms of mitzvah, it's complete. But in terms of Shabbos, it's not. So therefore, it's never considered a bittel. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to have to really be mevatel the thing. You're going to have to be mevatel it legabi the Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling him. That type of thing never doesn't happen by Shabbos. Unless where there's some reservation of usage. Only by mitzvah can that be. Because there's a shorter zman, I can say legabi this zman. Even though later on it's going to be useful, even though later on I'm going to be able to use it, that doesn't matter because for this amount of time it was batal. So during that dichoy, it's also. Maybe he's saying a little more. Notice he's saying dafka the ner shel Shabbos because it turns out that for a portion of Shabbos too, it's completely huktza, right? This one is the biggest. It is a bigger chiddush, because he's saying it turns out that for a certain zman of Shabbos, right, there is an actuality of a dichoy that exists in this thing. Now it's by iser. There never is a dichoy. That's what I'm trying to stress over here. By iser, there never is a dichoy. If you just look at the Ner Shabbos in terms of iser, there's never a dichoy. Is that clear?
No. Isn't there a mila dichoy?
No.
You can't touch it.
Dichoy doesn't mean you can't touch it.
Right, dichoy doesn't mean you can't touch it.
Kosen kara, since it's going to be lit the whole Shabbos.
Let's imagine there's no mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, right? Or let's take, whatever, that's a little more complicated.
Light that you lit,
let's say, fine. Whatever it is. Imagine there's no mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, right? So now, what would make something muksa for Rabbi Shimon? The fact that you exclude its possibilities of usage for the Yom, right? You'd have to say, Biyadayim, or b'maisa, or create a certain situation where the thing has no usage for Shabbos. You have to remove its. You have to remove the catalog of its uses. You have to limit the catalog of its uses, and then memela, it's not going to be a kli shel Shabbos. So if I light something, if I do something that prevents it from being usable for an hour in the day, does that remove it from potential use on Shabbos? No. No, I won't accept any of the answers. I'll just answer that question for myself. Right? No. So you can't say, it was the maisa that you're doing of lighting the nair. What we're looking for is an action basically of stiras kli legavi Shabbos. That's what we're looking for. We want to know, when you do this, are you basically setting up this kli for failure on Shabbos? You're basically depriving the kli of any utility on Shabbos. That's the only way we're going to reduce the kli to a muktzah. Right? But it's usage for Shabbos. So you look at the whole Shabbos and you look at all of its usage. So as long as the nair is a nair that on its own terms will be usable in a few hours, there's no dichui legabi Shabbos. As opposed to kos and kara, there is a dichui legabi Shabbos. I'm now setting it up as an entity that doesn't have usage on Shabbos. That's a dichui, right? Rish Lakish's question was a little bit more complicated. But what was Rabbi Yochanan's answer? He's saying, look, nair, if I didn't mention anything about mitzvah, and I would just tell you kos and kara, that's obvious. Kos and kara is a full dichoy. It's an absolute, you can't get more dichoy than that. It's a full and absolute dichoy, right? But I want to show you a bigger chiddush. I'm going to take a case of a nair shel mitzvah, where because of another reason, right, because of mitzvah, there is a real, true, full dichoy. It enters Shabbos as an object, legabi mitzvah, that makes it completely useless. In other words, in another framework, meaning the framework of mitzvah, it truly exists as useless right now. You understand? Even that doesn't affect Shabbos.
How is it any more useless when you bring in the framework of mitzvah than it is when you have Isser?
Because the framework of mitzvah is limited, right? And in that framework, I can define a full, complete bittul. In other words, Reish Lakish is telling him, Rabbi Yochanan is telling him a fantastic thing. He's telling him that even that if it just was a case of Isser, you understand me? If it was a case of Isser, so then I'll say, well, it enters Shabbos as a kli. Why does it enter Shabbos as a kli? Because it enters Shabbos in contemplation of the whole Shabbos. And in contemplation of the whole Shabbos, it's a kli. Right? So there's nothing that's going to be sosa the shame kli. What's sosa the shame kli? Right now? But right now is just a very limited amount of time. That's not Shabbos. Shabbos is not right. The whole Shabbos is not right now. Right? He says, but even if I can bring the kli into Shabbos as a non, as something that is really mufka from use in a true, complete sense, meaning because of mitzvah, even that won't affect the shame kli of Shabbos. Don't think it has to enter Shabbos as a kli in some sense.
How does he show that it doesn't affect Shabbos?
Because after the, because he says the only time it's muktzah is while it has the shame of huksel mitzvah. Even in the case of huksel mitzvah, where the reality is in some framework, it actually has a din of huktzah, not just iser, but actual huktzah. You understand? It's huktzah because even when it's not participating in the mitzvah, I still can't use it. So you see, it does enter the yom with some idea of a bittel of its tashmish. Of an actual bittel of its tashmish. Isser is not a bittel of its tashmish. Isser is just a circumstance that prevents me from using it right now. It's not a definitional bittel. You have to understand, there's a difference between a definitive bittel and a circumstance that removes, that prevents me from using something. Like the lion. The lion in front of the food is not a bittel ha'ochlin. Right? If I feed the lion the food, then you might say it's a bittel ha'ochlin. But if he's just between me and the food, that's different. Right? But he wants to show you that even by the case of huktzah le mitzvah, right? Where in terms of mitzvah, it's a bitla dava, right? Still, Gabi Shabbos, it's not considered the muktzah, because Shabbos looks at the Shabbos doesn't the Shabbos doesn't care the Gabi doesn't care in terms of Shabbos how it enters. That's not the question. Even though it enters Shabbos in another framework, completely mufka from a shame, from a shame of Tashmish, it still is nothing according to Shabbos. Because in the big picture, it still has a potential tashmish later on. Because I know that when it goes out, it will be usable.
I thought the chiddush was on the...
No, the chiddush is that even though in terms of the shemen, it's a real bittul with regard to mitzvah, because even though the shemen drips, even when the shemen drips out and it's not capable of mitzvah anymore, it still is muktzah. So that shows you that the haktzah of mitzvah is really complete. Right, but since Ligabi Shabbos, which has a longer time frame, we still know that in the end, the nair will be usable. So then you can Ligabi Shabbos, that's not called a dechia legamri. Now there's going to be one mice at the beginning of Shabbos that in a certain framework it is a dechia, but Ligabi Shabbos it's not. Why? Because Shabbos just looks at the total potential. Doesn't matter that even in the beginning, it had a complete haktzah legamri. It had a haktzah legamri in some framework. That doesn't make a difference. In other words, they were picking limits. They were picking limits. Rish Lakish says, "Is this the limit?" He says, "No, that's not the limit. That's not the limit." I'll show you the limit where it's mutter.
He's giving a keys where it's muktzah for Shabbos. He's giving a keys where it's muktzah because of mitzvah, not because of Shabbos. There is no...
Right, and he's saying, but he's giving him a case where there's a real, true haktzah. Legabi mitzvah. Right? But since that's only temporary legabi Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was asking, is this muktzah? He'll show you. He says, I'm going to show you an even better case, and even that's not muktzah. Because it is legamri, it does go down to the ikar hadavar. Reish Lakish's case never went down to the guf hadavar. It never went down to the guf hadavar. The guf hadavar was never in a state that it couldn't be used.
We always view things in over the whole Shabbos the same way Isser. I understand that it's not an inherent.
Okay, so let's just sum up the facts. I don't want to miss any of these facts. So what is the Gemara question? The Gemara's question is, what do you mean? You mean to say that Reish Lakish doesn't hold from Huxla Mitzvah? That's not possible. Why? So let's see, what's the case of Huxla Mitzvah? Go ahead. Vatanya. Oh, is that what we're up to? Vatanya. Vatanya. This is, you know, some sugyas in the Gemara, you get a lot of mileage out of. This Brisa you get a lot of mileage out of. It's brought up a lot of places. When I get this Brisa down, you already know like a blot of Gemara. Go ahead. Okay, so this proves, so this Brisa says you can't use any of these edible decorations until the end of Shmini Atzeres. But in this case, Rashi explains, you only have huksa le mitzvah. You don't have huksa, you don't have muksa de iser. Why? Why is there no muksa de iser? Okay, good, because on chol moed you could use it.
It would be an iser stira on yantif to take down noy
sukkah. It's a good question.
That's what Rashi says.
That's the way Rashi's learning.
Once it's attached to the wall, it becomes part of the
circuit. Right. That's the way Rashi's learning. Hanging it from the schach. Part of the schach, that's it. Okay, that's it. Anyhow, so that goes with our explanation, right? Our explanation was, what does it mean to combine mitzvah and iser? Means to say that the haktzah, the mitzvah, would not be enough. That would not prevent you from undoing the haktzah. In other words, it would not be a full dichoy l'shem mitzvah, because The assumption is Rabbi Reish Lakish held it's true while it's functioning the mitzvah, it has a shame of cheftas shel mitzvah, but you have a right to undo it. It's not a permanent shame. You can't use it for your own thing while it's being mishtamish, while you're being mishtamish with the shame mitzvah. While it has the shame of mitzvah, you can't use it. But you can remove the shame mitzvah. The haktzah of mitzvah is not permanent. You still have a right to undo the haktzah of mitzvah. So then you'd only have a haktzah of mitzvah when there's another isser associated with it. So then I can say, like by Ner Shabbos, I can say when I lit it l'shem mitzvah, in terms of mitzvah, I'd have the right to remove it. But since it's Shabbos, I can't remove it because that would be an isser kibui, right? So in other words, you'd need an isser to make the haktzah l'shem mitzvah legamri, because on its own terms, it's not legamri. The haktzah of mitzvah itself is not legamri intrinsically. It would only be legamri, I would only be considered giving up my object to mitzvah completely if I had to be because of another reason. Otherwise, it's always considered retaining my right to the cheftza, never giving it up legamri. So you see from here that that's not true, because when I hang up all of these decorations on my schach, you can't, since I know in reality there will be a zman where it's mutter. So there's nothing intrinsic. You can't say that I'm being makzit legamri l'shem mitzvah, because when yontif is over during Chol HaMoed, I'll have a right to take it down. So there's no. So the isser does not work together over here to make it a complete haktzah. And yet we say you're not allowed to use any of it. So you see the haktzah of mitzvah itself is legamri. Go ahead. All right. So what does it mean v'mhisna olei makol fita no? So that's the Gemara in Sukkah and Beitza. That's the Gemara in Beitza, where the Gemara explains what it means is that you have to say during Chol HaMoed during Bein HaShemeshos any boldo mayhem called Bein HaShemeshos, that I'm not refraining from using them for the entire Bein HaShemeshos. So Rashi explains over there, Bein HaShemeshos is when the kedusha is chal. So if in my das I say I'm still using them, Then when the kedusha sasukkah is chal, they're not really considered part of the sukkah. I'm still retaining my right in them. As long as I retain my zechus in them for the whole Bein HaShemeshos, then it never really becomes part of the sukkah in the first place. It's a way of like preventing the chalos of the shame sukkah on these things in the first place.
Do they become part of the schach still?
It's mashra now. No, that Rashi over there is mashra that there is no isastira, because that's what he says. Is the only reason the tanaya works is because you actually can take them down. But the schach itself, he says, you can't make a tanaya because that would be an isastira. All right, so it's a good question. I mean, why does he say over here that you can't take them down on? They can only take them down on Chol HaMoed. I mean, according to Rashi, really, you should be able to take them down anytime. It's a good kasha. That's what you have to say. So you have to say that they only become an isastira if they're brought to the schach. That's already lumdus. Okay, go ahead. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that these things, the noi sukkah, has the full kedusha sukkah. Not just like an adornment to the mitzvah, not just like a hiddah to the mitzvah, but it has actually like the kedusha of the schach itself. Other Rishonim learned it's just a question of like it would be a bizei mitzvah to take it off, not that it's really part of the kedushas mitzvah. So they say as long as it's not a bizei, if you put it up there conditionally, that's not a bizei. But anyway, that's our Rishonim. Go ahead.
They wouldn't describe it as huktzah mitzvah.
No, they don't really describe it as a real huktzah mitzvah. They describe it as, I mean, it's huktzah mitzvah. It doesn't become part of the cheftzah shel mitzvah. Because the Gemara over there says is the kedusha that's chal on the sukkah, is right. The kedusha chal on the noi? That's the question in the Rishonim. So Ramban says it can't be. It's not really part of the schach. You say the kedusha of sukkah is chal on the noi. So you can say that if I decide to use something with a ma'isa mitzvah, with an objective of enhancing a mitzvah, so then it's a bizui to remove it. Because it's like I'm saying, I changed my mitzvah. It's not so important. You know what I mean? But if l'chatchila I never really made it for the mitzvah, then it's not a bizui. That's the eni bodel going to. Okay, go ahead. Anyway, that's not our topic. We decided to skip that topic. So this is very nice, but it's just an anonymous brisa. How do you know that Rabbi Shimon holds like that? How do you know that? Who wants to translate that phrase? Umimai the Rabbi Shimon.
How do you know the Rabbi Shimon would agree to this type of Torah?
Okay, so that's one way to interpret it. But that's already an interpretation, right? Straight translation would be, how do you know that it is Rabbi Shimon, right? So what would be the, so that's what bothers Tosus. Topic. I don't know if we want to go into it or not. The problem in the Rishonim, how could you say that this could possibly be Rabbi Shimon? Because why would the eighth day be Usher, according to Rabbi Shimon? The only reason the eighth day is Usher is because of the Bein HaShemashos issue. Rabbi Shimon doesn't know from Bein HaShemashos problems. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't really mean that it is Rabbi Shimon, but like Yehuda is saying, how do you know Rabbi Shimon would agree to this? But he wouldn't agree to everything, because he wouldn't hold the eighth day should be Muktzah. Why should the eighth day be Muktzah? There's no mitzvah sukkah anymore. Okay, go ahead. Oh, this is an interesting case. So this is what? This is a brisa. So there's another brisa. There's another brisa that says what? Go ahead. It says what? Because what does that mean? What does that mean?
That you can't remove wood from a teres and sukkah hatsuyu itself.
Okay, so this brisa is not talking about a sukkah shel chag. It's talking about a sukkah on Pesach and Atzeres. It's just stam a sukkah. It's just a structure. It's just an ohel, basically. Right? And you want to use the wood for fire. Correct? Sukkah's a chag would be a separate problem of a shem shemayim ala sukkah. But this is just stam an ohel. So you want to take the wood from the ohel and use it for firewood. So the Gemara over there asks, how can you possibly do that? Stiras ohel, right? You see the Gemara over there? The Gemara says, how can you do that? You'd be so to the ohel, right? So the answer is it fell down already. So there's no isser right now. But when the day started, it was muktzah machmas isser. But if it was, yeah, that's Rashi. Afilu naflu mishum muktzah diskatzoy mishum muktzah diskatzoy machmas stirasol biyom tov. But the samach law never had any isser on it. Because it wasn't really considered part of the structure. There was never an issus stira on the chavilas eitzim. Okay, go ahead. A little funny where Rashi says chavilas eitzim, but okay, go ahead.
Why is that great?
Huh? No, the Gemara really and there's different ways of learning it, but I think the Gemara wants to learn. I think Rashi himself over there is. Doesn't have to be chavilos. Chavilos is a different svar. Is a different answer. You can say even on top of the schach, right. If it was chavilos, it would be mutter. But next to the walls, Rashi says only if it's actually worked into the wall would be a problem. Just leaning up a piece of wood against the wall was nothing. Okay, go ahead. According to what does the Gemara over there say? When does Rabbi Shimon say you can use the schach? That you can use the stuff that fell?
Only if it was
Ru'ua. Because it had to be Daita Yilava. You still had to have Das on it. It still had to enter Shabbos with the possibility of its usage. Correct? If it was a Sukkah Bria, even according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be no good. So, I mean, we're missing a lot. But the Gemara over there, it explains the case more thoroughly. That, because it says, otherwise it's like Kosar Kara, right? Otherwise it's like Kosar Kara. So, it has to be that it was a Sukkah Ru'ua. It was shaky, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter because his das was on it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the loss because it entered the yom still with nisus stira. Okay, but here's the key part for us: that both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree by asukah sachag b'chag that it's asura. Yeah, Rashi. That's right. So therefore you see that Rabbi Shimon really holds that the huksa of the mitzvah itself is legamra. You don't need You don't need it to be supported by an extraneous isser. Because this is talking about even on Chol HaMoed. Go ahead, but there's no isser stira. Meaning even, so the way Tosus learns that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that on the Sukkah Ru'u, if you made it tonight, it would work. Go ahead. Oh, so it's a kasha. So now we finished the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. How could he have said that the ner is, that the shemen hametaftef min haner is muksa because it's huksa lemitzvah vehuksa leiser? Right? You have to have the vav. Go ahead in the question.
You change it to ein shemen shebener kamin hol huksa lemitzvah, so huksa leiser.
That doesn't make things much better. What does that mean? It means like the Shemen Shebaner. Now what? Since it's huksa to the mitzvah, it's also huksa to the Yisr. Go ahead. This is coming back to the way you were learning more, Jonah. Right? Go ahead.
Ke'en Shemen Kaminah, lo mishum Yisr, el mishum mitzvah. Yehoel the huksa mitzvah, so the Shabbos, huksa l'chol zman Yisr delay kasa, lo yosir. Ke'en mitzvah, so el b'shas delay kasa.
So all it really means to say is b'shas mitzvah, but he wants to tell you that don't think by Shabbos that in theory the zman for near Shabbos is the whole night. So maybe you'll say the for the whole night it's muksa. So you know he says no, dafka while it's dolek is when you call the zman of the mitzvah. There's no zman of the mitzvah outside the action of the mitzvah in this case, not like sukkahs, not like in sukkah. If the sukkah fell down, you wouldn't say, well, that's the end of the zman of this mitzvah, right? The zman of this mitzvah there's a chov the whole 7 days. So it doesn't matter if your thing stops working for the mitzvah. The zman of the mitzvah, the original dechiyah was for a fixed zman. But by Ner Shabbos, saying it's not for any set time that it's doch, that there's a dechia l'shem mitzvah. It's only while it's actually functioning for the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. There is no ein mitzvah so ella b'shas leikaso. It's interesting. There is only a mitzvah b'shas leikaso. U'mishikova ein bo mitzvah. You wouldn't say there still is a mitzvah in some way that you're just not doing. So, no, that is exactly the mitzvah. To be dolek in there. So as long as the doleka goes on, that is the mitzvah. But by sukkah it's different. Sukkah, the mitzvah is to be dar b'sukkah, shiva yom. Good.
If Hanami, when they were
Abba
and Yochanan,
you want to go back to Tosa's question? Okay, so now let's take a look at the Tosa's on Mem Dalet. All right, so Tosa's a good question. That's a good question. He says, we know from Memhei and from Beitza, right, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most stringent by Mukta, holds that if you make a Tanai on the Sukkah Ru'ua, it's good. If you make a Tanai on the Sukkah Ru'ua, it's good. So why can't you make a Tanai on the Shemen Shebaner, the Moshe Shemen Shebaner, or the Nair itself? It's the same exact thing. Shabbos is starting, and I know for sure that it will be usable during Shabbos. So, okay, so I understand if I don't have any specific das, I'll say migu diskatzoy l'benesh moshes, diskatzoy l'kol yoma. Fine, that I understand. But we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can overcome that with a specific designation of saying, no, it is l'shem Shabbos. Right? That's the Tanai. The Tanai. The Tanai, by the way, what is the Tanai? The Tanai is not like a real Tanai. It just means to say that I specifically state that I'm going to use it when it's, if it falls down, I'll use it.
Like if it falls down?
Yeah, if it falls down. I mean, it's not like an ordinary Tanai. Like, right? Even the Tanai of the Noi, it's not like a regular Tanai, because you're saying, Ain't he build a Mimbinish Mush? It's not like a Lushan of a real It's not like I'm setting this up al tanai. It's not like I'm doing something on condition. But anyway, it means that you can make the you can with your das define it as l'shem Shabbos.
You have to say it.
Mastavi, you have to say it. So what is the so why can't you do that by the nair? It's the same exact situation. I know it's definitely going to go out. I know the vessel will definitely be free of Isser in a few hours, just like the sukkah that's going to fall down. So how come by the sukkah I can make it tonight on the Eitzim and I'm going to use them tomorrow, and on the Nair I can't? Now how does Tosfos know you can't? Because nowhere in the Gemara does it say you can. Right? By sukkah it says that they're modim, but they're moda. It never says but they're moda in any other case. Right? It implies they're not moda in any other case. So what's his answer? Right, and he throws in Rabbi Shimon for good measure. Why and why, according to Rabbi Shimon, can you say that what? That the Shemin, that's Metaftev, Bishashu Dolik, should be Mutter.
Damn, only mount to the oil is going to be burnt up.
That's right. So what's his question? Let's define his question better. So what's his question?
Is his question better be good on why can't he use the Mutter?
Now, is he saying that you see from Sukkah Ru'uah that what? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a certain natural definition of the object just based on the way it existed during Banish Shemashos. But you don't view the totality of Shabbos in the Memela situation. In the Achana, that's Memela, you don't view the totality of Shabbos. You just go by the shame that is Roy at the Shah of the Knesset of Shabbos. But you also see that he holds that if the object truly has potential for Shabbos, you can bedas select that potential as the ikar of your clay. Because normally it's going to go by whatever it is on the terms that it enters Shabbos in. So if it enters Shabbos as a beisser, then it's considered not muchan. But you can in your das say that its true existence in terms of the Shabbos is what is what is going to be used for later. So why can't I do that in every case? Why can't I do that by the Nair? Why can't I do it by the Shemin? That even by the Haktzah of Mitzvah, I'll say when I'm makza it l'mitzvah, I'm not makza it l'gamri. Just situationally, it's l'mitzvah. Because his idea was that you can sort of control the way the Haktzah is chal. Right, I can. There's like a stam way that it's chal, but I can bedas. I can customize the chalos of the muksa. Go ahead. So what's the answer? Find it another way. Right, you know, it's only because it enters the yom with a certain default definition that the haktzah takes place. But you see, the Rabbi Yehuda says that when the sukkah comes in, when the yom comes in, I can say, you know what? This is not an ol. This is basically firewood in an interesting configuration. I'm defining it. I define it myself. So there's no haktzah on yantav for firewood. If I take it as it is when yantav comes, it's an ohel. So then that would be haktzah. So what does the Tanai do? The Tanai says I can say bidas. It's essentially defined by the way I view it now. I view it as eitzim. I view it as firewood. So that becomes the ikar shem. And once that's the ikashem, there's no haktzah for that. So I can say over here too. I can say by anything else. I can say that the shemen or the nair is not really essentially in terms of the aish. Essentially, it's a dish. It's just a dish. Just happens to be in a certain situation right now.
Can you still use it as a sukkah after you make it tonight?
Well, this is not a sukkah sachag. This is a sukkah on Pesach, right?
Because you're saying that tonight is a
titel. Funny answer. So he gives a funny answer. He says that what? Let's say that what? He says by the sukkah, it's what? It was made a long time ago. It's made a long time ago. It used to be a healthy, strong sukkah. Now its time has come and it's falling apart. So therefore, you can sit and wait. When will it fall? When will it fall? But the Nair is what?
Right.
But by the Ner, the essence of Itzhak Tzah is for Bein HaShemashos. And that's a real Dichu B'Yadayim for Shabbos, and it's more Chomer, and the Tanai won't work. Yeah, so what's his answer? What's his answer?
Isn't there a simple answer you can give?
In other words, what Yehuda is saying is that the court, that Tosis' answer is that his Havamin apparently thought that regardless of the way it's entering the Yom, based on the way you know it's going to be later, you can define it. Since I know the sukkah is going to fall later, so I can right now say it's like a muchan that later shame is essentially what it is. Right? So why can't I say the same thing by the Ner? But his answer is, no, it doesn't go by the later shame. It goes by the shame it actually has during Bein HaShemashos. But if, by the Sukkah, since during Bein HaShemashos you have no use for it at all, and it might fall at any moment, so you can say during Bein HaShemashos it doesn't have a shame, oh well. You understand? The Eitzim don't have a shame, oh well. Sprung. But you can't say that by the Ner. By the Ner, all you can say, I want it to have the shame Ner during Bein HaShemashos. I can't say that because later on it's going to go out, that right now I don't want it to have a shame, oh, a shame Ner. I want all of the everything to have a shame Ner. So it entered Shabbos with the shame Ner. And that's the way he's learning Rebbe Yehuda. It's not a matter of projecting forward and choosing a future identity for it now. It's the matter of giving it a present shame based on what the possibilities are at the moment. But it has to be at the moment, it has the possibility to just be Eitzim. Could be that it's going to fall into a pile of wood at any moment. So then I can say, Lagabi, the entire Yom HaShabbos, the shame, oh, it was just accidental. Lagabi, the whole Yom, the shame was accidental, even from Haskalah to Sof. But by Ner, you can't say that. You can't say the shame Ner is accidental, Lagabi Shabbos. That's the ikar of what I want to do. So then it's fixed. Migu diskasar, the Benishmos, diskasar,
the
Kol Yom. A certain style of giving you the, it was Tosis in his style of explaining is building up the sukkah to be the best of all possible situations and the Ner to be the worst. Because he's saying by the sukkah, it had no asiyah that related to Shabbos at all. Can't say the shame ohel is essential to Gabi Shabbos. I built the ohel a long time ago, it has nothing to do with the Shabbos. And it's possible to, and it doesn't even have to exist for the whole Shabbos, because for the beginning of Shabbos, it could fall down at any moment. So I relate to it right now as, I relate to the shame OL right now as having nothing to do with Shabbos, and I can just purely in terms of Shabbos relate to the substance of Eitzim Ravana. But you can't say that by Nir. I dafk to the Maisa B'Yadayim right now with the Kavana that it should have a certain shame when Shabbos starts. That's impossible to simultaneously say it's just Stam oil in a funny situation. And there's no idea of being Mechin ahead of time. Has to be when Shabbos starts that's that shame.